Welcome back to the District Channel. It's your girl Yenny, aka Jubata.
What's up, man? It's your boy Robin, aka Superman the Silverback, and we are your ticket to the district.
And we also have our other team member.
What's up, y'all? It's Ricky Rose.
Ricky Rose. Yeah, so we just honestly wanted to come on here to sort of, you know, with everything going on right now, I know it's a lot, and everyone has like all these different perspectives and feelings and emotions, everything going on. And yeah, we understand, but one of the things we always say, you know, especially as a team, we always say, like, you know, don't fear what's going on out there. That just know that you're stronger than it, you know, you can conquer it. And that's some of the things that we want to inspire with you today and leave with you. And on top of that, maybe offer some, you know, our perspective and even some things you can do while you're at home or wherever you're at. I know there are people still working, but the majority, they're, you know, they're unemployed, laid off. But maybe some, you know, there's some things you can still do to help out. So I don't know if you guys want to start with how you're feeling, you know, today, or how you feeling with everything going on.
Very boring. Being at home.
I mean, I get up every day like every other day, and I do what I gotta do, because if I don't get up, if I don't work, I don't make money, I don't make income, and I can't provide. So I know that this has been super, like, it's been like super exposed, like by social media, by the news. I think we're at a point where we kind of have to turn off the news for a little bit, because I think it's just causing a fear into every single one of us now. I've been out here every single day because I have to, you know, I have no choice. I have to go out and work. I have to provide. I've been getting bashed for it, but you know what, like, you, at the end of the day, you have to understand that nobody's going to understand why you're doing what you're doing. I'm not bashing on anybody that's staying at home. I'm not bashing on anybody that's going out. If you're going out, I understand that it's something that you must do, that you absolutely have to do, because I know that, you know, some people, like construction workers, for example, construction workers, they don't have the day off. As many of you guys know, I was in construction for like 5 years, and I've been in contact with some of my old construction worker friends, and they're telling me that they are not budging. They are not late. They are not sending them home. It's funny because the government says no more than 10 people are supposed to be at a spot, and I'm pretty sure that there's more than 10 construction workers working around each other. I'm pretty sure that's happening. So I don't know why construction companies are still going. I don't know why construction companies are still telling their employees. Apparently what they're using is what the safety committee and construction job sites right now are saying are wash your hands every 20 minutes. But come on now. Come on now.
Right. Like, that's something you do.
Like, it makes no sense. So I'm feeling for my construction workers. I'm feeling for everybody that runs their own business. I'm feeling for all the restaurant owners. I'm feeling for all everyone, you know, not just the ones that have lost people to this, not just the ones that are mourning, but the ones that are like really like have to be out there because they have no choice. They have to provide. I'm also giving a great respect to everybody that's out there being creative on how to keep going with their goals, on how to keep going with their dreams, how to keep going with their jobs. They're getting creative with it. A lot of people are being more safer with it. A lot of people are being, they're just being creative, like, all around. They're just, you know, that you work around what's happening. And that's the key here. That's the key here. So I know that I went on a rant, but it's just been real difficult for these 3 weeks on receiving all this, all these people lashing out, like, hey, why are you going out? Why don't you stay inside? First of all, you're not going to pay my bills. So, I mean, if somebody comes, like, let's be real here. If somebody comes to you or to me, Yenny, and gives us like a $3,000 check and just says, stay inside, we'll stay inside.
Right.
You know, but until that person shows up, we got to keep doing what we got to do.
Yeah, no, and I agree. Like, obviously, I can tell people have been, like, sneak dissing. And usually, like, I'm not that type of person that feels that way. But you can just tell, like, when people see, like, you're doing something, you can just tell that it's, like, towards you, you know? And yeah. It's, like, it's been a couple of people. And, again, yeah, it's, like, no shade or anything. But it's kind of, like, we do this because... We go, like, especially where we work at for our podcast, y'all, like, there's literally no one there. It's, like, three of us, four of us, and then, like, sometimes for guests, you know? And it's, like, there's literally no one there. There's always people cleaning, you know? We're very clean with everything. And it's, you know, we're taking advantage because we have a membership there, and it's open, you know? We did want to try this differently because we know that some of our future guests will not want to be able to come to our spot. Right, but they want to at least still do an interview. So we're just testing this out, and I think that, you know, for now, this is kind of how it's gonna go. But you know, we love that. We love the whole reason we started the Digital Channel is because we love conversation. We love being with people. We love being, you know, physically there to have that connection with them. And I think that that's one of the things that obviously we're losing now. Like this whole like social distancing and everything. Like I get it. I truly do. But that doesn't mean, like, I was just talking to Ricky before all this, and we were just saying, like, man, that doesn't mean you don't have to go out, y'all. Like, you could take a walk, you can go biking, you can do things that, you know, you don't have to just be stuck in the house. Like, because people take it to what, you know, I agree with you. Like, with this whole thing, like, when people look at their phones or Facebook, you know, Facebook and, like, news Facebook. And all that. Yo, literally.
Tweet it.
You know, like, literally, they fill their minds with so, like, it's just so much information overload that it scares them, and it's like, you can't even go outside at all. And I'm like, that's not what it means. It's just saying, like, stay at home if, like, you know, especially if you're trying to gather more than 10 people and everything. And then going back what you were saying, Arvin, about the whole construction workers, I've seen that, like, sometimes when we're coming back for doing interviews or something, I see that on University Boulevard, there's a lot of construction workers there. And I'm sure you pass by there, too, sometimes.
Yeah, those guys are still there.
People are still there, and that's a lot of people that are working. And I'm just like,
And you know, and look, for those of us that have been in construction, for our listeners that have been in construction, you know that no matter how much they express, wash your hands every 20 minutes, you know that a construction worker supervisor is not going to let you leave your post to go wash your hands every 20 minutes. That is unrealistic. That is unrealistic. There's no way. Non-union jobs or union jobs, there's no way that your supervisor will let you leave your post every 20 minutes. Right. Just to go wash your hands.
I wonder if they're doing this so they can speed up the purple line process.
That's exactly what it is. It's all about that.
I want to be surprised. I mean, I was just talking to my parents yesterday. My parents live in New York, and they were telling me how they haven't stopped working at all. They're still going to work.
New York is another place that's just big on construction.
Yeah. Like, y'all saw the video of Times Square? It's dead.
My uncle works in construction in New York, and he has stopped, like, he's nonstop. Same thing that you were saying, Arvin, that they're telling them all where they're allowing them just to go to wash their hands 20 minutes. And he's like, that's not even true.
That's not true at all. That's not true. I know that's not true. I know that's not true because I've been in construction for so long. Like, I mean, construction put me through college. I'm thankful for construction. I'm thankful for everything that, you know, that I learned in construction. I learned how to be, I learned how to manage. I learned how to supervise. I learned how to wake up early because, you know, but like, I'm grateful for construction, but I know for a fact that one of the reasons why I didn't want to do construction my whole life is because you are, most construction workers are treated like slaves. Yeah. Like they are not going to let you leave your post. They want that building to go up before the deadline. You know, they got to have their bonuses, you know, because if the building is constructed before the deadline, they have bonuses. Bosses get bonuses. So they want to speed that up. There's no way they're going to halt a construction site when it has a deadline. Yeah. That's not happening. That's not, I don't care what you say. That's not happening.
When you brought that up, it just made me think of that. I'm like, huh. That's a good point. Like, I wouldn't have thought of that. Like, they're not going to stop that. They want to finish it. And it's just crazy because, like, they have a deadline. And I'm just like, dang, yo. Like, what's humanity come to?
I'm sure that you know a little bit about that. And when you used to do your landscaping stuff, you have a deadline. You have a deadline, and you're being paid from when you started to that deadline. Yeah. Now, if you don't finish it by the deadline, then you're losing money.
That's true. That is true.
So if you don't finish it by the deadline, you're losing money. So their goal is to finish it before the deadline. So whatever money they have left over, they can receive as bonuses. That's how construction works. Mm. And you know, I know that just because this unless the government says everybody, you're on lockdown by law, then that's when they'll stop it. But for right now, they're not stopping it. And they're not letting their employees wash their hands every 20 minutes. That's a lie. And I feel for it. I feel so strong about it because I went through it. My family's in construction. My dad's in construction. My cousin's in construction. And he tells me, he's like, hey, they are not closing this down. He's like, I count on all these construction sites, how many workers there are. There's more than 10 every day. And they're not shutting anything down. So I don't know. Maybe we can snitch or something.
No, I think that's a good point. That's a good point that you're bringing up. That I'm sure a lot of people are not. They don't focus on that. Like again, you're saying that the media is. It's not. There's nothing that like no one knows about that, because the whole media, the news, and everything is directing towards like you know like, the coronavirus and everything that it's doing and everything. Yeah. But no one sees that. No one sees like, yo, there's still a lot of construction work right like at nighttime. Yeah. You know this and that, and then like. I started like doing, you know, all these like articles or things like, oh, what to do when you're, you know, stuck at home or this and that. Like, I'm like, it talks about like budgeting and like, this is what you should focus on. I'm like, bro, you should have been doing that before all this happened. I mean, your priorities should have been like this before all this happened. Like, it's just kind of like, is this what had to happen though for people to like.
You know, it's funny that you say that because earlier today when I had a meeting with my job, that's exactly what they were saying. Like, they were talking about, like, I work in the school system. They were talking about how they're shutting down for, like, the third quarter and, like, you know, to have grades in and all this other stuff. And it's just like, well, like, I literally asked, I was like, weren't we supposed to have that already ahead of time? Like, why wait until this happens for then you to start actually trying to get stuff done?
Yeah. There's a lot of things that are wrong that's not being shown in the news. Yeah. What's being shown in the news is be afraid, stay inside, stop going out. Like, I mean, yeah, all that's good, but I really wish they would try and focus on other things that are being affected too, because it's not just that's being affected. You know, we have these employees out here still working. We have these companies that are clearly showing that they're not really worried about what's going on. But in reality, like what we should do is actually focus on what really is going on here. You know, I've explained it to you guys many times. Don't be afraid. This time is not a time to be scared. It's not a time for fear. Not a time for fear to start, you know, coming out it's not a time to be scared. It's time to slow down. Literally everything has slowed down.
Yeah.
Schools have closed, businesses have closed. And really, I think what we really should talk about is I think we should notice how much time God has been so good that he's provided a roof over our heads, right? But I think it's time to notice how much of a fast-paced life we've been living.
Yes.
I think it's time to notice that before all this happened, like, I don't know if you guys know, like, before all this happens, our days used to go by so fast. Like, we used to be like, yo, it's 4 o'clock already. Like
we'll be at, like, meeting or... Like,
what
like,
is happening?
Something and, like, what?
Yeah,
we're
so busy. We're so concentrating on everything that we're doing. We're not really like, I feel like we like until now, we're actually realizing, yo, we actually live somewhere. We actually like live somewhere. We actually like have a place to stay, you know, like we have a place to stay. We have a place where we could, you know, be with our families and stuff like that. But we're also concentrated on being up and down to provide for our families that, we don't really like take the time to enjoy our family. We don't really take the time to enjoy what God has blessed us with.
Yeah. You know?
I feel like this is not a time for fear. I feel like this is a time for us to step back, think about what God has given us. He's literally slowed down everything.
Yeah.
Because nothing happens without him allowing it to happen. Yeah. That's whether you believe in him or not. Like, nothing happens whether that he doesn't allow to happen. And it's just, you know, things have slowed down. And I think it's time for us to appreciate what he's given us.
Yeah.
Appreciate our family a little bit more.
No, that's a really good point. Because it's like, when I was telling you guys I went to Puerto Rico, I just felt like time went so slow. And it's kind of like, I see this almost like a vacation, but not you know what I'm saying? Not a vacation in the sense like, okay, you're just going to have fun and chill. But it's just like sort of like, this is what you need, you know, a vacation, a rest from like everything that's going on that we're mm-hmm. so caught up with. Because it's true. We're always, I don't know what it is about, you know, our culture. It's like we're always fast paced. We're always on the go, busy schedule to do and all this stuff. And then like finally, there's no excuse. There is no excuse for you to say like, no, I don't have time now, or I don't have this now, or anything. Like, are you still doing what you wanted to do now that you have time? Are you still, you know, are you writing that book? Yeah. Are you working out like you said you would? You know, because you will come from work and you say you're tired. Are you working out? You know, are you spending more time with your family? Are you doing this? You know, there's literally no excuse. And like you said, like, you know, you're able to pray. Oh, there's no like, oh, I can't pray. I'm tired. This and that. You have time. I can't read this. You got time.
You have time. You know, it's so crazy. This morning, this story, this morning on my IG story, I was about to say it was Tuesday. It's Wednesday. And like it's so crazy that I have my day.
That's happening to me too.
It's so crazy. It's, you know what else is crazy? I read a book in one day. Yo, I do. First of all, that's my first time ever doing that. That's my first time ever doing that. And I'm just like, what? Are the days really this long? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like it's so crazy. It's so crazy. Like, now you start realizing how much 24 hours actually is. I remember I used to say, man, I wish there was more hours in the day. I wish there was like at least 28 hours or something like that. Like, it was like four more hours.
You used to say 34 hours.
34. I used to say 34. Okay, give us 10 more hours. I used to say that. And I used to be like, where is all this going through? Like, I think right now is the time to think, step back, and like ask ourselves, where was our time going that it felt that it was so fast? And I get the fact, trust me, I get the fact that sometimes we're doing what we love, and that's how the time goes by, like really, really fast. But then again, do you not love what God has given you?
Yeah. I think you bring a good point. This is a great time to reflect and just literally be grateful for everything that, because you're right, we don't come home and just be like, dang, you know, I have a roof, I have food, I have a bed, you know, I have my family, I have, you know, whatever you have, like, you can just be there and reflect and have time to just be thankful to God that he's provided for us. And even now, like, yes, these, you know, people are like fearing in it, and they don't have the spirit of God. Literally, people are just fearing. And remember, I was sharing on my IG story, I remember I tagged you, Arvin, and it was that we have the spirit of love, power, and self-discipline. Like, we don't have, he did not give us the spirit of fear, and, you know, and of just, we can conquer. We are more than conquerors. And I say this all the time, because it's true. Like, you have the power to do that. And like, you can't, and again, like, this is not the time for you to bash other people as well. Like, yes, people can stay home and everything, but it's also like, you got to understand what Arvin was saying. It's like, people have to do what they got to do.
We got to do. And another thing that I was realizing, you know, now that you said discipline, the spirit of discipline, I feel like I'm a bash on myself for a minute, because I feel like I mean, I'm a disciplined guy. But when it came to, you know, every time, you know, all the way, always up and down and stuff, like my wife, she's wonderful. She's always doing groceries and stuff, always having food prepared at the house and stuff. But for some reason, I would always say, you know, I'm out here right now. I'm not at home, so I'm going to get something to eat out here. Like, I wouldn't, like, discipline myself. And then I wouldn't discipline myself to wait till I got home. You know what I'm saying? So once I got home, I was already full. And guess what happened to all that food that my wife would get and my wife would prepare? We had to throw it out because it got it turned bad. And now that I'm actually here, like we're not suffering. We have food, you know, like thank God, like we are fine. Like we have food, we have everything we need. We were able to get toilet paper before all this craziness came out. We were always prepared. It's just, I didn't realize it until now. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like we're always on the move. We're always prepared. We got to do this. We got to do that. We got to do this. But I never really realized it, how prepared we were until now. Like, to this day, I haven't gone out to grocery shop because we're okay.
But see, that's what I'm saying. Like, you had that down, so you're not worried. But I'm saying a lot of people don't. A lot of people had their priorities mixed up. And I think that now, because this had to happen for a lot of people to see, like, God literally answered your prayer, you know? He asked you a prayer now that he's giving you the perspective of knowing what is your priorities, you know? And it's that, like you said, this is your priority. You're a family man, you know, you're a husband, you're a youth pastor, you're a leader. So you know that your priorities is, you know, it's God and it's providing for your family. And that's what I'm saying. And now people who, you know, like with this whole thing of people rushing to these stores and like being so aggressive and physical and all this stuff, it's like, yo, like, what were you doing? What, I mean, you didn't have anything before? What are you doing?
I feel like people aren't catching it. People aren't catching the signs. I feel like people aren't catching that they need to watch their priorities. Priorities isn't going out with your friend later anymore. Mm-hmm. Priorities isn't to catch that movie anymore. Priorities isn't to do this anymore. Priorities isn't to meet at the mall anymore. Priorities is now stay safe. Priorities is now look for Jesus, look for God, get a closer relationship with him. Priorities now is stay in touch with your family, which is what priority, which is our natural principle.
Should have been, yeah.
It's our principle. It's our principle that God created us with. And God literally had to allow all of this to happen. Now, for our listeners, I'm not saying that God made this happen. He didn't make this happen, but he allowed it to happen. Why? Because we need to open our eyes. Now, we have to stop seeing things on the negative side and see, like, what are you talking about? Da, 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 da. Like, this is dangerous. Yeah, it's dangerous, but look what it's making you do. It's making you spend a little bit more time with your family. This is going to be over soon. And once it's over, there's going to be a huge revival. And I know it.
Yeah. That's been the theme. This year has been the theme of revival, of awakening. And I think that's what it's doing. You know, people are getting closer and understanding that that's the relationship that's most important, that will lead to, like, you need that relationship in order to prioritize.
Yeah, I think it's crazy to me that it had to come to this point for some people to start realizing and start opening their eyes up, you know, to realize what they need to prioritize. But
yeah,
I really hope that this is a huge wake up call for people, and people come to realize. I hope it's like a smack across the face, like, yo, these are your priorities. Like, this is what you should be prioritizing now. And, you know, but
I know that we have a little bit of time left. But what I wanted to say, and what I wanted to put out there before anything, is even for those of you that aren't believers, this is actually the time to just enjoy what you have. If you're not a believer, yep. You're not a believer, and if you don't think that God has, if you don't believe that God has blessed you with all these things, and that you have actually gone out and get it, you have hustled, you have grinded, you have worked hard your entire life, you believed in yourself, and you went out there and you got it, you have it now. This is actually the time for you to appreciate it. Like, just in case there aren't any believers out there.
Yeah. No,
that's true.
Like, the whole point of this was to you to realize, you, whoever is listening, to realize that, you know, you have to have a different perspective on this. The perspective is, you know, what were you doing wrong before? What was your priorities before? Like, you know, you were making excuses before. Now you have all this time. Now you have all this, and probably all this energy to be doing things you could do and not just making excuses. And that's what I'm saying. It's all about the perspective that you do it with. And again, as a team, we always tell each other, like, we have, you know, you make your own choice. You know, you can decide, you can wake up, you can, you know, fill yourself with the news and fear and all that stuff and just do nothing and continue doing the life you lived before and not listening, whatever it is, right? Or you have the choice of waking up, like you said, Arvin, right? And I'm sure Ricky does too, that we wake up at the same time every day. We still grind. We still do the things we do before. This ain't stopping us. This isn't stopping us. Like I said, we our perspective, our priorities haven't changed. So we're still in the same boat. And I think that's one of the things we're trying to inspire and motivate other people to do, because now is the time. Because if not now, then when?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's not stopping us. It slowed us down, but it's not stopping. And that's what we need to see. It slowed us down. Yeah, in life there are setbacks, but as long as it doesn't stop you, stay positive.
Yeah.
Stay positive.
Yeah. And I think, like, we mentioned briefly before about how small businesses are being affected by all this. And obviously we're going to have another podcast on that with other local businesses, but it's just like the ways you can support. I know that there's like ways you can support small businesses, right? Like gift cards, even ordering from foods that you can, if you have the money. But if not, I mean, like you said, you have groceries, you know, you have your priorities of groceries, but like there's other ways you can help out. And if you can't, I mean, at least spread it, you know, because I understand, like, with my father, he is a small business and it's really hard for him to get jobs because he does landscape and no one wants to meet, you know. At least, you know, I'm taking the time to like prioritize what we can do, or even talk to still keep in touch with clients, you know, customer service. There's different ways you could do to help out. And that's like one of the things our goals is to reach with other small businesses, which is why we're doing the podcast.
Yeah.
Ricky, what were you going to say?
I just hope. No, you guys have very good points. The only thing I really wanted to add real quick is I hope that even after this, people stay with their priorities. You know, I hope it's not just like, it's a thing right now. And then, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like the thing to do right now. And then after it's done, you're going back to the old ways again. You know, I hope this is like a wake up call that people really see and take into perspective and be like, okay, I need to get it together, right? So, and for people to keep going with it and not just go right back to what they were doing before.
Yeah. And like, I was listening to a podcast and it was called Check Your Perspective. And again, it's like, that's what literally how it is. You have to reframe your perspective about all this. Like, yes, we can't change the situation, but we can change and we can respond to it in a way that, you know, because that's our choice. We're able to do that. And so we really just want to allow you to see it. Reframe your perspective from all this, you know, fill yourself with good stuff, with scripture, the word. You know, you have these, you could still do live virtual meetups with people. You know, you can still text people. You can call up on people you probably didn't talk to in a while. You can follow up on things you wanted to do. I mean, there's so many things you can do and not just, you know, complain or just be like, oh my gosh, this is getting so bad, or this and this and that. Like, people are not seeing the good side of it too, you know. There's still people that recovered. There's always gonna be people that recovered, and honestly, there's always been something that's going on in the world, you know.
Yeah, definitely. So I think we're almost out of time with this, honestly, our message behind this podcast is be ready. Be grateful and always appreciate what you have. This goes for anybody, whether you're a believer or not. Yo, just be grateful every day. Every day that you're waking up, that means that life isn't done with you yet. You still got stuff you got to do.
You still got a purpose.
You know, you still have a purpose. You still have something to live for, and you still have something to accomplish. You still have something to build. You still have something to do. Life isn't done with you yet. You're healthy, be grateful. You're waking up, be grateful. It's another day. I know it's crazy out there, but it's not a time for us to be scared. It's a time for us to slow down, but it's not a time for us to stop doing what we're doing. It's a time for us to just work, but work slower. I don't know if that makes sense, but just, you know,
still, you know, work hard, man. Yeah. Like, don't let this, yeah, like you said, yes, this has stopped us too. Like,
be creative.
We're very transparent with everything. Yes, it stopped us, you know, like I said, it's affected a lot of people. But yeah, be creative in what you do. Literally, just take this time to be creative and do, you know, there's a lot of dreams or a lot of things you probably wanted to do. And you just always told yourself that there's no time or no this and that. But now you do. Now you have that ability to do that. And again, what I love is that we do have a lot of resources here. And a lot of people take it for granted. And, yeah. And you know, there's so many things that's going on. Like, there's obviously the small business grants. I mean, you can, anything that you wanted to do, work on it. You know, and I'm sure we're all open to helping you out. You can always reach us, you know, contact us at thedistrictchannel1@gmail.com if you had any questions or anything you want to, you know, just talk about or even be featured on our show. Maybe that can help other people and inspire other people.
Not only that, you have time to listen to our episodes.
Yeah. Yes.
You have time to follow, listen to all our episodes.
True that. But that's this episode for today. And thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. And thank you for always supporting us, y'all. This is the District Channel. This is your boy, Arvin, a.k.a. Superman the Silverback.
And this is your girl, Yanni, a.k.a. Jew Butter.
Yeah. Your boy, Ricky Rose.
Yeah, and we are your ticket to the district.
District, yo. Yo, you know, we could have said it. We could have said it together, yo.
All right, let's do it.
We could have said it together.
Okay. Ready? Can I hop in? Uh-huh.
Yeah, all of us.
One, two, three.
We are your ticket
to the district.
Ricky, what are you doing, son?
Ricky.
All right, let's do that one more time.
Okay.
All right, who's going to count it off?
You.
Go ahead.
One, two, three. We are
your ticket to the district.